in the eighth tone. Make your vows to the Lord and pay them.
Make your vows to the Lord and pay them.
In Judea God is known, his name is great in Israel.
Make your vows to the Lord and pay them.
Make your vows to the Lord.
But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appearest not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. People think that Pascha might be a life-changing Sunday. People might think that we have very important Sundays throughout the year that are life-changing. But actually, this Sunday is life-changing and should be. This life-changing Sunday is living a completely different way of life to that of the world. It is living a way of life which our Saviour taught us. Forgiveness is possibly the most difficult thing that we are ever called upon to do. Forgiveness is the biggest challenge that any Christian ever faces. Words of our Saviour from the cross: Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And it is our task to be Christ-like. And no matter how difficult and how hard it is, we are called to forgive. Forgiveness can never be superficial. We can say the words of forgiveness. We can ask for forgiveness. But if we do not mean them from the very depth and the very core of our being, they are but words. They do not change the innermost spirit. They do not change the innermost part, the core of our being. True forgiveness, for us truly to forgive and be forgiven, is from the very depths of our souls. The cry of our Saviour from the cross, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do," is from the deepest, deepest part of our Saviour's being. And so when we come to forgive one another and be forgiven, we should seek to go very, very deep inside ourselves, so that these are not superficial words and superficial light ways of doing things. They are the very, very deepest, the very, very most stirring part of our Christian lives. When a priest of the Russian tradition puts on their ordination cross, my silver one, which I prefer to wear, there are some words on the back, and they are words which should be enshrined upon the heart of the priest. It says, "Be thou an example to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." Tsar Nicholas chose these words himself to go on the reverse of all the crosses that he gave to the clergy after his coronation of Tsar. They are very powerful words, and they do not face outwards, they face inwards onto the heart of the priest. And they should be the greatest charge of all to the priest. We hear much of leadership. Most of this is nonsense. We hear much that the priest must be a leader of people. Actually, the priest, above all, is the servant of his people. The priest is above all, should be the greatest example to the people of how to lead a Christian life. And not for nothing did the Holy Tsar ask for these words to be inscribed upon the cross that he gave to all priests in Russia. For these words should change the heart of the priest, should soften the heart of the priest, so that the priest is indeed not your boss, quite the opposite, your leader in service, your leader in forgiveness, your leader in faith, in hope, and in love. And that is what the priest is called to be. So when we meditate upon what we are asked to do this Sunday, notice who it is first that should bow before you. Notice who it is who should lead you in the request and desire for repentance. It is the priest who should bow to you first, of all people. It is the priest who should prostrate himself before his people and ask, above all else, for their forgiveness. You return this as part of the ceremony of forgiveness. It is life-changing. Just as when Vodica Mark gave me my ordination cross and I realized and learnt what it says on the back that is enshrined upon my heart, so it is on this Sunday. When I bow before you and ask for your forgiveness, it must be an example, and it must be sincere. It can't be superficial. All that nonsense that we hear about leadership, superficial, rubbish. In the end, it is an example that we should have as Christian people, one for another, led by their priest. We should be gracious. We should be forgiving. We should be obviously the icons of Christ. We should obviously exude the love of Christ. That is the greatest challenge of Forgiveness Sunday. As we begin our Lenten journey, we should be moving towards living a completely different life. Not a superficial life. Not a life that utters words and does not mean them. But a life that utters the deepest cry of the heart. Which means that we must genuinely and unconditionally forgive one another as we are unconditionally forgiven by our Heavenly Father. A great challenge this Sunday. The greatest challenge, not to be superficial, not to be surface only, but to go deep inside our hearts. We are called to be a witness. We are called to be an example. We should remember that one of the first proto-martyrs of the Red Terror of the Russian Revolution, St. Vladimir of Kiev, was overheard by witnesses as he was about to be shot. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. He simply quoted from the words of our Saviour and offered his life for Christ, for the truth. And as we enter Great Lent, let us hear those words and let them be at the very depth of our being. Amen.